641 here, and a track problem that caused an empty train to derail last week had been discovered a month earlier, but for some reason it wasn't repaired. That derailment of a non-passenger train shutdown service frustrated thousands of commuters who needed to find alternate ways to work. Joining us live, NBC4 transportation reporter Adam Tuss. So good to have you here, Adam. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
So what exactly was it that caused this train to derail? Can you explain it?
Right. So this is a condition known as wide gauge. And for a lot of people out there, that's not going to make sense. But the easiest way to explain it, it's basically that the rails were out of alignment. And as this six-car train was going over this section of track where the rails weren't lined up properly, three of the rail cars came off the track. Luckily, no one was on board that train, and the train was moving at a slow enough speed. But still, the rails were out of alignment for a month. And Metro knew that, and that's the big problem here.
You know, Adam, one of the things that really is troubling to everybody is that they knew about this, and Metro says it violated policy, and they're you know, very angry that something like this could happen. But one has to believe more than one person knew about this condition. So what kept someone from stepping up and saying, wait, code black, the track should be shut down?
Exactly, Mike. And the people that I've been talking to at the transit agency explain it to me like this. Metro has this very highly sophisticated vehicle. It's called a track geometry vehicle. I've actually taken a ride on it. It goes over every section of track and spots problems. And it did detect the problem in this case in early July. What happened after that is where the problem came into play. Someone was supposed to notify someone else that this track was out of alignment. And Metro's rail chief said, look, if that problem pops up, that section of rail needs to be taken out of service immediately, as in right now. So someone did not notify the proper person after it was found, and that's where the problem really lies.
Gosh, they're so lucky that it wasn't a train packed with commuters. Adam, I wonder, does this problem exist in other areas?
Well, I asked Metro last night, do you have any other code black areas that riders should be concerned about? They said so far nothing has been found. They've ordered emergency inspections of the entire system. So they're going through, and they say right now if they see anything that looks out of alignment, they're going to have to shut that section of track down and go to single tracking. But, Joan, you're right. For a month, and Metro acknowledges this, trains with people on board were going over that section of track. I don't see how Metro gets out of this without some sort of major organizational shakeup. It is that serious. People's lives were put in harm's way.
Absolutely. What about the accountability for all the way from the person who was driving the vehicle that first detected the wide gauge problem?
Well, Mike, what I've heard is that Metro's safety department is coming under major scrutiny. And there is, there's some talk that Metro's safety department isn't doing what it should be doing. And this is just another example of that. And then one of the other things that you hear about Metro is they just don't have the oversight. There is no agency that can go into Metro and literally shake things up, has that power and authority to make change at Metro. So people can talk about it all they want. Politicians can talk about how we need all this change at Metro, but nobody has the true power to go in there and make the change that's necessary and make that accountability. Until they get stronger oversight, we might be dealing with issues like this from now on.
Wow, that is scary. Adam, thanks for bringing that to us this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem.
NBC4's transportation reporter Adam Tuss.
Coming up, the West Coast not so friendly for the locals. We'll get the latest from Dave. It's 6:44.